Welcome to Landscape Radio. I'm David Moss. Our guest today is Mr. Charlie Snyder of Diamond Spas Incorporated, based in Frederick, Colorado. Diamond Spas manufactures, ready for this, luxury custom stainless steel and copper spas, swimming pools, glass-walled pools and spas, swim spas, energy-efficient portable spas, cold therapy pools, water features, and luxury custom indoor and outdoor bath fixtures, all built to client specifications at their facility in Colorado. Charlie, thank you for joining us on Landscape Radio, and welcome.
Yeah, hi, David. I'm glad to be here, and thanks for having me.
Charlie, Diamond Spas was founded by Stephanie and Tom Bennett, who, of course, run the company today. In the beginning, Stephanie was on a mission to find a comfortable bathtub, one designed with a bottom for ultimate relaxation, like a favorite recliner of her grandfather she used to sit in as a child. How did that lead to the founding of Diamond?
Well, the story goes back in 1996, Stephanie needed a bathtub, and at that time, Tom had a small welding business. So he told Stephanie if she could design the tub, he would build it in stainless steel for her.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to work on the plans and building the tub and worked on it together. And the end result was a product that Stephanie just loved. It was great. And she talked to Tom about turning it into a product and a business. At that time, she had $7,000 in her savings. Tom agreed to match it. So they started marketing the product. And Stephanie worked hard to market and get people to understand and know about the product. And they worked on it for years, and through hard work and perseverance, have grown it into the pool and spa markets and made Diamond Spas into what it is today.
That's a great story. Now, what is your role at Diamond Spas?
My role is design manager. My job is to help our clients arrive at the experience they want by helping them refine their ideas and inspirations into a plan and a document that we can fabricate and deliver.
And how long have you been with Diamond?
I've been here a little over 8 years.
And what is your background?
My background is construction management. I started in commercial swimming pool construction, mm-hmm. concrete pools and gunite pools. And then I worked for a long time with an architectural firm as an aquatic designer. We did a lot of health and wellness facilities, commercial recreation centers, mm-hmm. all, of course, aquatic related. So I've always been involved in pool and spa.
Diamond has an extensive product line, as I mentioned in the intro, including a pool and spa collection and indoor and outdoor bath fixtures. What are the core markets Diamond sells into?
Our core markets are, of course, kitchen and bath for our bath products, and then primarily residential custom hot tubs and pools and cold plunges and a variety of different products within that market.
I'd like to start with your spa collections, custom spas and hot tubs. Tell us about those.
Yeah, well, we do a variety of custom designs. We work on bathtubs, which are a fill-and-drain vessel. And then also in the pool and spa market, we do hot tubs, cold plunges, swim spas, swimming pools, spools, and pretty much everything in between.
And these are available in both stainless steel and copper, which is one of your specialties, correct?
Yes, exactly. That was what intrigued me about Diamond Spas initially, was copper hot tub. I've never heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't wait to find out more. And when I found out what we were doing, it was just a great fit. I'm happy to be here. But yeah, we do everything in stainless steel and copper. The unique aspects of them are that stainless steel always looks like stainless steel mm-hmm. forever, mm-hmm. and copper always changes. So the customer really has a wide variety of things to work with in terms of what they want to create.
Could you give us some examples of the various spa configurations available?
Yeah, we build a freestanding, self-supporting vessel. The customer can install that vessel in a bunch of different ways. They can set it in the ground and then finish flush up to the top rim of the spa and mm-hmm. expose that top rim of copper or stainless. Or they can just cover the whole top with their architectural finish. So the only thing you see is the stainless or copper pool. We also pull them up out of the ground, anywhere from a self-rimming sink just standing proud of the finished deck, or pull it up out of the ground as much as you want.
And what type of custom components can be included?
Size and shape can be customized. We can arrange seating. We have a bunch of different seat styles, loungers, typical spa bench seats, curved seats. We do a lot of different jet configurations, mm-hmm. and we've done some interesting things with jets. When people want really strong jets, we've even gone as far as to put handholds at the seats so they can keep themselves in the same place.
From being fire hosed out. That's funny, because I've noticed over the years that jet weakness seems to be real prevalent. So you're actually having people who say, look, we want strong jet action.
Yeah, it's not common, but every once in a while we'll have a client that they really want, they want it to tear them up, and we're happy to accommodate.
Are these increasingly being implemented in elevated settings like rooftops?
Yeah, and that's one of the great features. Designers and builders are becoming more and more aware of that. It's super strong and super lightweight, so it's a perfect match for rooftop designs, especially on existing buildings where they have particular loads that they're restricted
yes.
to design. And we can usually always accommodate that.
Diamond also has a stocked portable hot tub called the Monarch, which is perfect for people who prefer a standard design with a faster ship date. What are the features of this product?
The Monarch's an interesting animal. I really like it. Some of the features of it, of course, are the fact that it's an energy-efficient design.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all certified through the California Energy Commission standards. It's all completely self-contained, yet it's still customizable on the exterior. We offer three different styles of exterior panels. Customers can build their own exterior panel and set it in so it can look like whatever they want. We've had some interesting discussions with people about what they want to do about that. It's great because it's faster, but I think the bigger advantage to most customers is the fact that it's simple, in that they don't need to get involved in a custom design process to figure out what they're going to end up with.
Mm-hmm. They just know.
They can understand, this is it, I can see it, and that's what I want. That's a pretty big drive, and it sales.
Has this become a popular item for Diamond?
Yeah, it has. We initially thought it would be popular because of time, but I think we're learning it's an attractive, simple to visualize, completed project.
I'm seeing more glass-walled pools in spas, which are particularly dramatic. Do these present any special challenges?
Well, yeah, the clear walls do present some challenges, depending on how you want to install it, because there's different depths and, you know, holding back the weight of water.
Right,
is
it's a structural issue.
Mm-hmm. Right, so there's the structural issues and then the leak-tight issues. I mean, we love working with stainless and copper because it's leak tight and simple to keep that way. Until we introduce a big window, then there's some thought involved with how to install that. There's a lot of aspects to the acrylic. We use acrylic for mm-hmm. our clear wall, and it's pretty thick. You know, you can get up to 3 or even 4 inch or more thick in acrylic, depending on the water depth. So there's a lot of tricks to, you know, how to install it and seal it to keep it watertight. And then when you introduce corners with acrylic,
yes.
You know, then it just
ramps up,
keeps going, ramps it up.
Mm-hmm. While cold plunge pools date back to Roman times, they are receiving renewed attention due to their health benefits, among other things. What are Diamond's capabilities in this area?
We're seeing a definite uptick in interest in the cold plunge. You know, of course, it's a custom vessel. It's interesting, you know, a lot of clients have a lot of different ideas about how the cold plunge experience works.
It takes bravery.
Yeah, exactly. First, you have to be willing to get in it. You know, but how you get in it, you know, is kind of interesting.
That's true.
Yeah.
So how do you see that process? How do you design for that?
Typically, it's enter it just like you would a hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
You step in it,
step,
get
yeah.
in. That takes some bravery. Other people really need to plunge.
Mm-hmm.
They want to stand on the deck and plunge in, because nobody wants to dip their toe in a ice-cold plunge and then get in it, except for the brave ones.
Mm-hmm.
So we offer some different alternatives and designs related to how they want to get in and out of it. And then also the equipment for a cold plunge is a different animal. The different styles of chillers for different applications. And is it indoor? Is it outdoor? Is it cold climate, warm climate? There's a lot to that.
Well, just out of curiosity, what is the standard temperature? Is there one?
Most people for general use want the water about 50 degrees.
All right.
But for athletic, you know,
they drop
when you
it.
Get into university athletics and training and things, they want it down in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it does great work for their muscle tissue recovery.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of health and fitness, Diamond has combined the technology of swim spas, which allow for a rigorous workout minus the space required by a lap pool, with the durability and aesthetic appeal of stainless steel and copper. This is very innovative. What are some of the features of these?
The mechanics of the swim spa are products that we bring in and install into our vessel. And we have a few different options there related to the strength of that current and how the user wants to experience it. And whether it's serious training or just something kind of for fun, they want to put into their spool. A lot of people don't really want a swimming pool, not really interested in just a hot tub. So it becomes this in-between sized body of water that typically fits the mold for swim spa.
So you can set that resistance based on the intended use of the customer.
Exactly, yeah. They'll have a little handheld remote that they could ramp up the speed of that current. And there's always the guy that wants to be blasted up against the back wall.
Right.
You know, even if they don't want to use it, they just want to know if they can do it.
Uh-huh. I'm also seeing more outdoor showers, and in fact, outdoor bath fixtures are a more recent addition to Diamond's product line, correct?
Yeah, outdoor baths have become more popular. Some clients enjoy soaking in the outdoors, but would rather not own a spa and have the maintenance because maybe they don't use it that often. The outdoor bath becomes a great solution. They're easy to fill and drain. We can make covers for the outdoor baths as well so they can keep them covered and protected when they're empty. Outdoor showers are becoming more popular, especially they seem to be good in coastal areas or where people want to wash off prior to getting into a pool or spa or, you know, wash off salt water or something if they've been at the beach.
Charlie, water features are becoming a growing site component of landscape projects, and Diamond Spas has extensive capabilities in this area. Could you give us an overview?
You know, a lot of water features come as part of the pool or spa. People do infinity edges or water weirs on the outside of their pool or spa or waterfalls falling into the pool. Also, we can do standalone water features where it might be a wall of water, you know, sheeting down a stainless steel or copper face, some jets. A lot of the jet type of water feature are manufactured products that we implement into the vessel. Typically, most of the water features that we'll do will be special weir to create a sheet of water falling out of the water feature or the pool, or some kind of a sheet effect where we're doing vertical water walls that look like they're falling into the pool or spa when actually they're a separate entity. So it's kind of fun. There's a lot of different things you can do with the water features.
Taking this a bit further, I think it would be helpful to discuss the process you use at Diamond in collaborating with landscape design professionals and landscape architects in particular. Starting with initial contact, what is the typical process, start to finish, that a landscape architect could expect from Diamond using, say, a water feature as the project?
Yeah, well, it's always a communication process.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty simple, but involves a lot of communication. And we understand that, same as the landscape architect and working with their client. But it always starts with a conversation and maybe a sketch or some other form of description of what the vision is. We'll take that initial concept design and try and assess what's involved and assemble a quote to accomplish that vision. Once we're involved, then we go through all of the aspects of the design requirements to prepare to set the vessel in place and clearances needed around it and ideas for what they're trying to do, and we can help comment and share ideas on that, either to make their structures and surrounds more accommodating. But typically, we try and continue to refine our design so that it meets what they're trying to create.
I'd like to circle back to Diamond's specialization in the use of stainless steel and copper and talk specifically about fabrication. What is that process?
It's an interesting process where we start with design refinement. So once we have it on paper, that starts with a 3D model of whatever it is we're going to fabricate. Once that model is approved, then our engineers actually do a process of flattening the model onto sheets.
Mm-hmm.
So we have large sheets of copper and stainless steel that we bring in, and then it goes out to the shop, and production people will take those flattening drawings and nest them into the sheets.
So sort of like origami.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they have to figure out, you know, how to combine all these different spas that are being built into the sheets, trying to be efficient. Then they start cutting them out. The cut flat sheets go to welding, and the welders start assembling and welding all the products. And then once it's fully welded, you know, they weld it and grind down all the sharp areas, and then they send that welded product into plumbing and finishing. Then the plumbers take it and fit all the fittings and pipe and equipment and whatever else is related to the spa to make it an actual functioning spa. Once they get it all fitted and the equipment set up, we fill it and run it for a day or so just to check everything out, make sure there's no leaks, everything works. And then we drain it and then send it to finishing where the whole vessel gets insulated and then final finish is applied. So we have a bunch of guys that hop in the tub and hand apply the entire finish to the stainless.
Mm-hmm.
And the copper. And the copper, of course, is a little bit more involved. Mm-hmm. Because the finishers have to apply a patina product to initialize that copper patina. And then we put a Carnauba car wax on it just to help.
Really?
Yeah. It's great because it dissipates over time.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, you know, leave any marks or anything.
Right.
It puts a nice shine on it and helps with fingerprints and things, especially during initial installation, you know, because when you touch copper, your skin oils get on there.
Impression. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, we have to stress being careful and keeping it covered, but that car wax seems to help prevent a lot of unnecessary miscellaneous stuff. Makes it look really nice. Our finishers are pretty amazing. I mean, even over the last 8 years, I just think they've made a lot of improvements, just little things here and there that really make the stainless and the copper look fantastic.
What are the typical methods of delivery and installation?
Typically, we'll crate and ship the tub. So when it arrives at the job site, it needs to be unloaded with the forklift. And then the builders deciding how to maneuver the vessel into place. So they're all built with a substantial bottom frame,
mm-hmm.
a tube steel frame on the bottom of them for lifting and hoisting. They're made to be hoisted. People use all kinds of inventive, creative ways to lift, hoist, and get these things back into position. We have a lot of conversation with them, too.
On strategy.
When it gets close to delivery time, the phone starts ringing. You know,
how do we do this?
Yeah, we can tell his interest is peaked now because he knows he's got this 1,500-pound metal vessel he's got to get into the backyard.
What's the most outrageous installation method you ever
heard about? Some of them get pretty interesting where we've actually had to build frames that they could tip on its side and roll through an opening where they have to take us through the whole map and route from taking it off the truck
mm-hmm.
to getting to location A, tip it on its side, roll it through this obstacle.
So thread a needle, right?
Lay it down, then hoist it up. You know, we have to have frame and wheels for rolling it and different eye hooks for lifting it. And, you know, we're like...
Obstacle course.
What are the odds that this is going to work out?
Does Diamond warranty its products?
We do, yeah. We offer a 25-year warranty on the stainless steel vessel and copper. The metal vessel itself is good for 25 years. If there's anything that goes wrong or something happens to a weld or anything related to that metal vessel, then we'll come out and fix it. The equipment and piping, plumbing around the exterior of it, we warrant for a year. Give it enough time to make sure everything works the way it's supposed to work, and then the equipment is equipment warranties. Everything for the first year is covered.
Is there any sort of maintenance out of the standard for pools and spas required for your products?
Yeah, it's unique because we use different sanitation products. It's not particularly difficult or any more difficult. The time involved is the same. We're just using some different methods because it's a metal vessel. We stay away from chlorine and chlorides, things that attack metal. We use ultraviolet light, hydrogen peroxide, which is awesome because it's odorless and works really well. We just ask they maintain their water chemistry, and then, you know, you always get oils and debris in the water that you have to clean the waterline rim of the spa and maintain your water same as you would for any pool or spa.
Based on the incredible photographs I've seen on the Diamond website, this will not be an easy question to answer. What are some of the most notable projects Diamond has ever done?
You know, you think of the hot tubs and pools as mostly an outdoor product, but we had one project that was in a basement remodel at a townhome in Manhattan. And we took the room and split it in half with an acrylic wall and put a stainless steel pool shell on one half, and then it was a gym and workout center on the other half of this client's basement, and it turned out spectacular. We had a picture on the cover of Interior Design Magazine, which is really great. Turned out wonderful, and it's still operating.
Do you know if photos of that are on your website?
They are. Yeah, okay. You'll find a photo of that on our website.
Go to diamondspas.com and see that.
Yeah.
What are some of the most challenging projects Diamond has ever done?
That project is a great example of challenging. It was one thing to work, you know, in an existing building to develop that design and talk about some of the realistic aspects of what happens when I enclose a swimming pool in my basement.
First of all, Charlie, where did you park?
Yeah,
really?
Exactly.
Was that an issue? Did you have a lot of...
That's a real issue. Like, you can't have a bunch of different vehicles there
right.
at the site.
Double and triple parked. Yeah.
When I was there on the design aspect of it, there was no parking. It was all walking. You know? But the challenges of the project, though, were once we had the plan together, it sounds easy, but you have these 4x8 sheets of 3-inch thick acrylic.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to get them into a basement through the door. That was a challenge. I remember our owner, Tom, he got there and the delivery truck shows up and it's parked in the street. You know, you have to have permits to do everything. The movers show up to unload and carry all this acrylic down into the basement. And they got out of their truck, walked around, looked at the acrylic, and told Tom, "We're not doing it."
Yeah, isn't that how it goes?
He was
changed,
like,
changed
no.
our minds.
Yeah, exactly. So in the end, there's a solution. Just like there are with all these challenges, and it turned out to be a great product.
I saw some spectacular photos on Diamond's website of custom work you have done on private yachts. That's quite a market.
It is, really. You know, I have a lot of respect for the engineers that put those
nautical
yachts together. Mm-hmm. Pretty amazing, and their knowledge and ability to design a lot of stuff into a tight space.
Often for double and triple uses.
Yeah, it's amazing. They definitely challenge us. Any design that involves a yacht is always more involved than anything else. It could be a 5-foot round hot tub, but if it's on a yacht, it's going to take all hands on deck.
Good. I like that. Just out of curiosity, what is your favorite Diamond product type?
My favorite type is the hot tubs. I love the stainless steel look. And just a hot tub and on all the different features that we can put into it.
And what, in your view, is your most cutting-edge product?
A lot of the pizzazz and technology we rely on our vendors and manufacturers, you know, to produce some real cutting-edge items in terms of controls and features. But our most cutting-edge is our ability to manufacture and alter and continue to improve our manufacturing techniques. And I think a lot of that result of bringing all that together was the Monarch Portable Spa.
Mm-hmm.
It really took a lot to put all those components together, get it listed, get it energy efficient, and to see the result of it and the success. I think we're going to see more of that particular kind of product line in the coming years.
Were a lot of those processes refined doing your custom work?
Yes, they were. You know, it started in the custom work. We had a listing, and we'd always had some challenges to improving that listing that basically, once we got to the point where we were ready to move ahead, that we thought we could overcome that challenge, then we proceeded with the Monarch. So for the energy, you think of a stainless steel or copper tub and then energy efficiency. It's hard to wrap your mind around how are we going to do that.
That's right.
So once we got a good understanding of the codes and requirements, and it took a couple years to get to the point where we wanted to give it a go.
Generally speaking, what are some of the major changes you've observed in your industry over the last decade and a half?
Efficiencies have improved. Equipment packages, the pool and spa product lines, they're amazing. Some of the features that are offered that we can incorporate, the controls, the lighting, internet access.
Charlie, do Diamond products have smart technology capabilities?
Dave, yeah, they do. Our hot tubs and cold plunges and pools, the pool and spa manufacturing industry has come out with many smart technology products, from simple phone app control of your entire system all the way up to complete internet access where you can adjust temperature and water chemistry and programming.
Can Diamond perform diagnostics?
Oh, we can. There are some control system products out there that we can offer that if you have something going on with your pool or spa and need some help, we can get online and see what's going on. So you can be sitting anywhere in an airport,
monitor,
reprogram and turn your
and control,
change the temperature on your pool or spa. We can even do it from here. We'll have customers call us and say they're having an issue. We'll hop online, get into their system, change their program, and get them up and running again. Pretty great.
Finally, Charlie, what would be your best advice to anyone considering a luxury pool, spa, or water feature?
They really should get involved and understand as much detail about their product as they're willing to get involved with. We're glad to help them iron that out. Like the guys that want the super jets in their spa, or somebody that wants a particular depth or particular temperature or feature or control aspect. If there's something that's important to you, let us know, because we're custom. That's what we're here to do, is find a solution to get that delivered.
We have been talking today with Mr. Charlie Snyder of Diamond Spas Incorporated, based in Frederick, Colorado. To learn more about their luxury swimming pool, spa, and water capabilities, visit their website at diamondspas.com, where you will find truly stunning photos, videos, and much more. Better yet, call directly to speak with Charlie or another Diamond specialist about your specific project requirements at 800-951-7727. Until next time, this is David Moss with Landscape Radio. Thank you for listening.